Audio Addict Radio Show.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hi.
It's been
What's going on?
It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, I was kind of here last week. I was here in like a ghost form. Because we were busy.
Pre-recorded.
We were at a speakers conference. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
It was very interesting. I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
Dom Lawson, funny chap.
Funny and miserable chap.
Yeah, he's a dude,
isn't
he?
I think Leo's going to grow up to become Dom Lawson.
I thought that during the thing.
I don't think he'll grow his hair that long.
Nah.
I don't think he has the guts to do it.
Too scruffy.
He looked funny on the stage. He was next to all these hipster-looking chaps with his, with his big long hair and his big bushy beard.
Everyone was like Bastille, and then there was just him. James Hetfield or someone.
But he taught us lots of useful things. It was really good. But and we are back now. We're going to do what we normally did before we weren't here. And that's talk about news, talk about reviews, talk about other things.
What did you talk about last week, Ellis?
I just introduced songs, really. I didn't really talk about anything in particular.
That's nice. Played nice songs?
I think it was all right.
You had free rein last week.
Yeah, but I just, you know, I took stuff off the site like normal, really.
Fair enough.
Jamie Lenman.
I did.
You did?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I don't know if it was good because I wasn't here. But but no, I listened to
Everyone
that one at home,
it.
Actually. That was good.
Thousands of listeners.
Thousands.
Thousands.
Yeah, definitely. So, all right, well, I'll play a couple of songs and then we can talk about the news. The first song is going to be Miss Jackson by Outkast because they're back.
Yes.
But we'll talk about that after we play it because, you know, we have a very strict schedule. And so, yeah, we'll be back in a couple. Bye. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Yay. That sounded pretty cool.
That was really
nice. JB Conspiracy with the Escape.
Just imagine skank into that live.
Pretty cool, aren't they?
And before that was Miss Jackson. What a song that is. That's just so cool. They're just so cool. If I could be someone that's not me, I think I'd be one of them.
Andre 3000.
Yeah, he's obviously cool.
I'll change to be Andre.
So let's talk about news. We have 2 weeks of stuff to talk about. So you'd think there's quite a lot. And yeah, no, there is quite a lot. So we may as well just clarify what we're on about there. Outkast are reuniting.
Fantastic news.
Yeah, yeah. Are they reuniting or did they just stop doing anything?
Didn't they announce a festival date?
I don't know.
Did they?
Yeah. No, apparently they're doing Coachella. That's the...
Is that just a rumour?
That's the big rumour.
Revolt TV, which is Diddy, his TV station, has decided to announce that they're getting back together, essentially, and they're going to do some live dates.
Just live dates, though. No album, unfortunately.
Oh.
That's it. They're doing Coachella, though. 100%.
Well, not 100%. Is it 100%?
Sleepy Brown. Really,
it sounds like one of those things where it's going to happen, but you can't say it's 100%.
Yeah. I imagine they're going to do Glastonbury as well. I just have this big feeling they're going to do Glastonbury.
That'd be so cool.
20th anniversary of their first album, Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music. What an album, if anyone's
heard it. Actually quite good.
Yeah. It's like
ridiculous title.
Yeah, it is a ridiculous title. And actually, that title is the chorus of the title track. Just that, those words. Believe it or not, that's how it goes.
That's Outkast.
I only ever really had that double album.
Yeah, that's what I had.
That was Speaker Box.
Yeah,
that was cool. Great.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's what Roses was on and Hey Ya.
They're the ones I like.
But the song we're going to play later on, which was Leo's choice, is called...
B.O.B.
Yeah. What? So that's on the album...
That's not on that album. That's on Stankonia, the same one as Miss Jackson.
Oh, yeah, I need to listen to that.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great album.
Yeah,
that's my favourite, I reckon.
That's their best one, I think, yeah, as well.
Because in terms, like... They could have a set just full of such huge songs.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
That'd be so good. Because they've been talking for ages and ages about the Jimi Hendrix biopic that Andre is in.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Is that going to happen? Because it's been so long.
Can you have a quick look at that on IMDb or something? Because that's...
I don't even know.
Didn't Hendrix's wife get, like, really annoyed about it?
I know they're not allowed to use any of Hendrix's songs.
Really?
Oh.
So a lot of them are going to be... They're going to be covers that he played... In his like very early career, because he used to play Beatles covers and stuff like that, I think.
So they're
going to use them for the films, but
yeah,
that's cool.
That'd be cool. I'd like to see it.
But it's disappointing they can't use his songs. You can't have a successful Jimi Hendrix biopic without using his songs. That's a bit enough.
I'm guessing it'd be a while until it came out anyway.
Yeah, but I've heard it's been so long in the coming.
Oh, it's out this year apparently.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't got long then.
Cool.
That's gonna be good.
That'd be all right.
Yeah. But so Outkast, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'd really like to see it, but I wouldn't go out of my way to see it.
Would you not?
No. If
well, you got to think when they're coming back for these reunion dates, they're gonna cost a lot of money.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to the O2 to see it.
If I
was at the festival and they're playing, I'd go out my way to see them then. But apart from that, I wouldn't make a mass. I'm not a rap hip hop guy, so
yeah, that's fair enough. I mean, they are they're kind of underlooked. Like, people don't really put them up there with the greats of rap. Like with
Andre 3000, I put up there.
Yeah. No, but a lot of people don't.
No, they do get overlooked a lot.
Well, that's because Hey Ya kicked off, they just had a massive pop sheen with it. So obviously people.
But they do have a massive pop sheen, but they're really good. They're just really good rappers. Yeah. Like, you can't ignore that.
They really are. Like in terms of flow.
Yeah, I'd put Andre. I'd put Andre up there with anyone.
I think Big Boy is.
Oh yeah, he's more overlooked than Andre.
Yeah, maybe better than Andre at actually rapping, but yeah, overlooked but amazing.
Anyway, so that will be awesome. Next, Springsteen's announced a new album. How many's he got? Does anyone want to even have a guess at that?
Millions.
I'm gonna say 12, and this will be his 13th. That's my guess.
I reckon it's probably about 15.
20. I'm going 20.
20?
Yeah.
It's going to be called High Hopes, and it's going to be Bruce Springsteen singing songs.
And, is it original songs?
No, some collection. I think he's doing something with Tom Morello on it.
Yeah, it's his 18th release, and he's doing re-recorded versions of old songs, new material, and covers. He's doing a re-recorded version of The Ghost of Tom Joad, which I only know from the Rage Against the Machine cover. Mm. But it's he's doing that. He's doing with Tom Morello as well. He's doing a couple more duets with Tom Morello as well, with guitar and singing as well. What else is he doing on that? I can't even see.
Loads. It's more of a B-sides album, it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Not like a proper album.
Who out of us lot would go home and listen to Springsteen like tonight?
Just me.
No.
I would. Wrecking Ball is like for its age was like such an amazing album. I don't know if anyone else had Wrecking Ball.
The latest one was perfect
record. Yeah, and he managed to tore the hell out of it as well. There's all sorts on the one. He's doing loads of stuff for Tom Morello on it.
Yeah.
Got us loads of songs like. It's like 12 songs.
Doing the first ever studio recording of American Skin 41 Shots, which is a song he's only ever played live.
Yeah.
Before. And it was about some kind of a shooting that happened in the early 90s. Yeah. But he's recently been dedicating it to the Trayvon Martin case. George Zimmerman thing.
Yeah.
Live. So it's kind of taken on a new kind of.
That's interesting.
Yeah, dimension.
That's cool. My favourite Bruce Springsteen song is still The Wrestler. From the Wrestler,
yeah.
It's a tune.
He's 20 minutes of wrestling came up.
He's got such an air about him. Someone just says his name and everyone's just like, God.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Fair enough. He's doing a lot of things right. I want to talk about Watsky jumping off just because it made me so angry. Literally made me angry. I don't know who that guy is.
What a pleb.
It was at Warped Tour, and he climbed up about 30 foot, it says, I think.
Yeah, it was roughly 30 foot. It was
jumped
high.
Jumped off the lighting rig, like, from so high. You can see it on YouTube, or you can see it on our website, www.audio-addict.co.uk.
Hey.
But he broke a girl's arm, and he also injured himself, couldn't finish the set. Like, what an idiot. Oh, I hate that guy, and I don't even know who he is. Yeah. That was just such a dumb thing to do, someone trying to be a rock star and, like, breaking a girl's arm. Yeah. Like, that ruined her weekend.
Yeah. Like, such a and another and a guy who got minor injuries, I think.
Yeah.
You didn't see it, though?
Nah, I got really... I watched a song, and it was Wax was owning, and then Watsky came on, and he wasn't so good. And so I went and watched Sonic Boom 6 play an acoustic set instead. I came back, and they were still on. Yeah. I must have been close to the end, but they were just rubbish. So I was like, I'll go see something else instead.
In the video, the song they're playing is a cover of Pink Floyd.
Yeah, it was before
we
that.
Don't need.
Yeah, it was really bad, wasn't it?
Oh, it sounded.
But yeah,
horrible.
So I was like,
of all the Pink Floyd songs to cover, you picked the most obvious one.
The most covered one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like doing Happy Birthday.
But yeah, it was
Rocket Man.
It was a shame. It was a shame I missed it, but it was a bigger shame for the people you landed on.
He could have landed on you.
True.
Imagine
if it was just a really elaborate suicide attempt.
That's dark.
It just tickles
me. Are you saying now he's just like survived and really depressed?
Yeah.
I can't jump off now because we've got security stopping me from jumping.
Yeah.
I was talking to this guy, and they said he said that he saw when he saw him fall down, like everyone thought he was dead.
Yeah,
like
everyone, people were chanting his name. People thought it was a cool thing he did. I was like, no. I guess if you're in the moment,
in the moment,
and you're a fan,
jumps do look cool, but just don't jump from that high.
Yeah. Or into things.
Into a crash mat.
The thing is, it was a live tradition of his. Like he did it, he does it at every gig. He jumps off something during that point of that song, but he just went too high.
Yeah, that's what we did wrong. A bit. No way, too high.
If it was a bit lower, everyone would be like, "Oh, legend!" You know?
Yeah, I'll fly the amps.
But instead, he broke a girl's arm.
Yeah. Now we've
So enough about him. Yeah. We've wasted breath. He's not worthy.
Yeah, we are playing
a Watsky song.
Yeah, tune in later. Lily Allen, because she's had a big couple of weeks. Everyone's seen that video?
I have seen the video. I'm not a fan.
The video's amazing.
I used to really like her, but I don't know. The production's just... She's got a different producer now, because it's terrible. Yeah. It's got like the auto-tune on it.
Yeah. I don't like the song.
I'm not a big fan of the song.
I like the song,
no.
And I like the video.
The video's really cool.
I spent a lot of money on that video of all that advertising costs, because that was like for an entire break on the X Factor.
Really?
Imagine how much that would have cost to have an entire 3-minute break.
She's got the money,
during the X Factor. Well, it's not her paying it.
Well, the John Lewis thing, or her new music video.
The John Lewis video.
Oh, we're talking about the new music video.
Sorry,
this one here.
I was thinking the John Lewis one.
Louis.
Well, have you heard this song?
Yeah, I like that.
This song's rubbish. I don't like that song.
No, I like it.
The video is so cool, and it's funny, and she's brave, and all that stuff. Yeah. But that song is rubbish.
No, it's all right. It's the Lily. I agree with the auto-tune a bit.
It's not as kind of subtle as she's been in the past.
Yeah, it's been more obvious.
I think she's self-confirmed for Glastonbury next year as well.
Yeah, I heard that.
That'll be nice.
I won't be there.
Yeah, I'm never going to Glastonbury. So.
Yeah.
I'd see her if she did a tour. I've seen her before. She was really good, actually.
What's the deal with artists just self-confirming when they fancy you? Are they allowed to do that?
No.
No, they're really not allowed to do it.
It might be like
I reckon she's too big for anyone to tell her no.
Yeah.
So it's like, she can do what
she likes. Then again, that happened with Papa Voce at Download, but they're not big enough.
That's
I don't
true.
With Hard Out Here, she is punk now, isn't she?
Apparently. Is she?
Yeah.
Is that the image?
She's crazy.
She owns a clothes store.
Is she punk because the side of her head looks shaved?
Yeah, that's punk.
That's the way I see punk. That's why
2013 punk chic.
That's why I do my hair.
Yeah, fair play to her. I just think the song's rubbish. And lastly on news, just because I think it's really funny, and we seem to bring him up every week, and I don't know why, but James Arthur from The X Factor. iTunes are giving out refunds of his album because he recently went off on a kind of homophobic slur.
It was someone I can't even remember.
Well, he was having like a rap battle with who was he having it with?
He was pretty young. I can't remember his name, but he's not that big.
Mickey Worthless.
Mickey Worthless, yeah. And he used the word queer as part of the rap. And you shouldn't be using words like that in a way. Because as much as the word queer used to be a way to describe things that are like a bit odd or a bit weird, it's become a point now where it's just, I don't know how else to put it, it can be offensive to the wrong sort of people. So you just got to be really careful with what you say. I mean, on one hand, I do agree with him that if he didn't mean it in that way, I understand, because when I was younger, I used to use that word for things nothing to do with homosexual people, but now I don't use it anymore because it can offend people.
Mm. Basically, if you're someone in that big limelight, just don't say things like
that. Yeah, exactly.
It's very simple.
What an idiot. I didn't listen to the album anyway.
Someone complained to iTunes about him saying, you know, they wish they hadn't spent the money on him. And iTunes emailed back like, yeah, that's fair enough. Have your money back.
I think I'd buy the album now and just ask for refunds.
Yeah.
Free album.
Silly, silly man. He's going downhill very quickly. But at least people are still talking about him. And how long has it been now since he won it?
Yeah.
A lot of people would have faded by now.
There's a tune. I think there's a good song on it.
Maybe one.
The thing is, because of all this stuff he's done recently, I think he will survive in the music industry now.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Only because of that.
It's not how it should work.
It's a bit edgy, isn't he? Bit edgy.
He's got tattoos
and
stuff.
He's another Lily Allen. He's out there.
He's
a bit punk now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got tattoos.
Punk.
So.
Very, very punk, yeah.
All right, well, that's news. I don't know why we talk about James Arthur every week. Next week we won't, I promise.
It's my presence, because I've got the X Factor.
You just ooze X Factor. Yeah. It just rubs off on people.
Yeah, I know. I haven't watched it this week. Quick gutted.
Oh, no.
Who went out?
Are you actually asking us that?
Walter White.
No. Oh, the black girl went out. What's her name?
Walter White.
No. Oh, whatever her name is. No one cares.
Like, just absolutely no one. We're going to play a couple more songs and then we'll do reviews. Louis is going to talk about Warp Tour because he went
Warp Tour.
Leo and Sean are going to cover Death Grips because they sound really fun. And so, yeah, this is The Kill by 30 Seconds to Mars.
No!
Enjoy. I like this song. Am I not allowed to like this song?
No!
Because I get that everyone hates this band, but this is a good song.
Yeah, it's a massive chorus. You can't lie.
It's awful.
Could you just turn it down?
No, don't.
Well, we can't. We haven't started yet.
If anyone... someone's been turned down, it's you.
I was going to say, I don't think I've heard you for the whole show through the headphones.
Yeah, you need to twist it, I think.
Yeah.
Are you speaking into the right bit?
Yeah, you definitely need to twist it.
I'll tell you, we'll play 30 Seconds to Mars, and we'll sort Leo out.
And then after that, you can hear Leo, and it'll be a real treat.
He's used to twisting mics.
What?
Hello.
Hello.
So, we're going to do a bit more news before we move on to reviews, because something's just broken.
Literally just now.
I feel like it's... I don't know.
A bit uneasy, isn't it?
I don't really want to talk about it, but we have to. Ian Watkins... he's pleaded guilty to, what did you say, 13 counts?
13 sex offences. I think there's still 11 to go. And two of them are pretty bad.
does someone want to explain who he is first?
Ian Watkins, singer Lost Prophets, if you didn't know. He's been in custody for about a year now.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about
it. The trial started today or yesterday. I believe it was today, actually. I'm guessing if he pleaded. So he pleaded guilty. There's 13 sex offences charges. A few of them were to do with allegedly raping babies or aspiring or conspiring to rape babies. Also, there's two other women involved, not named. I think they're probably to do with the kids.
it's like, what? Oh, I remember when everyone first started talking about this, it was just... I immediately thought, it won't be as bad as it sounds. It's just everyone
Well, because when the story initially broke, that was in the heat of that whole Operation U-Tree thing. So you thought, okay, maybe he's been falsely acquitted. Maybe there was a young fan at one of his shows by accident. But when all the stories broke about it, it was horrible.
And now he's pleaded guilty. Well, that's just...
There's no
insane.
Other way for him to go, really. You can't plead innocent after something like
you
that.
Could, yeah, if you pleaded innocent and then you got sentenced, you'd look even a bigger scumbag, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't think anyone's going to listen to them ever again.
No.
Haven't listened to Lost Prophets since that happened.
What's the last summer's tune? I'm not going to stop listening to last summer.
Yeah, it is the point.
He's a good songwriter. He can't, some murderers might have been nice guys.
That is true. We do listen to a lot of murderers. I do like Charles Manson's album, actually.
Some murderers might have been nice guys.
Might have been a nice bloke at one point.
They kind of contradict each other. They're murderers.
Have you not seen Dexter? They can be nice guys.
Oh, he's twisted.
Just too many pills.
I'm still upset at the end of Dexter. It was disappointing.
I'd never watched the rest of the series, but I thought the finale was alright, apart from the...
We're talking about Dexter's Lab. Yeah.
No.
I'm disappointed with the ending of that.
I haven't watched any episodes apart from that final episode.
Let's do that later because I like that show. We can talk about that. So, okay, well, let's do reviews.
Well, yeah, let's get off that nasty subject.
If anything else comes up, we'll let you know. But that was, wow.
That was horrible.
Louis, last weekend you went to Warp Tour.
I went to Warp Tour. Did anyone else go to Warp Tour?
No,
you didn't, did you? It was amazing. I felt really... it was 2 days. It was a Saturday and Sunday. And we went all out on the Saturday. We were drinking till, I don't know.
Me
and the lads.
Did you drink?
Me and the lads.
Oh.
We went out. We must have drank from about 12 till 4 a.m. And so on the Sunday, I just wish I wasn't there, in all honesty. I just couldn't be doing with it. I didn't care about Enter Shikari. Or anything, but
I felt a little bit like that on the Sunday at Reading that I went to.
Yeah,
because Saturday everyone goes so crazy, don't they? And then the next day it's
don't you? You just want to sleep. But Rise Against were just perfect.
Yeah, I tried to get a track today for your choice for the show.
It's all right, but I'm not talking about them. They were just on the Saturday they headlined the day, and they just bashed out a greatest hits there. It was awesome. The next day wasn't so great because they were under Enter Shikari, and a lot of people there just for Enter Shikari. There's some production problems, but on the Saturday, and it was Billy Talent played right before him, and Itch played as well. It went Billy Talent. I saw Billy Talent, Itch, Rise Against. That was
it's not
awesome.
Bad.
so good. Itch killed it. Itch was in the crowd, and the Day to Remember did a secret set.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on the Sunday, just like a secret acoustic set before like Sonic Boom 6 played. And they did that, so I think they did it to promote their show at the same venue. Is that a palace, Silas? Alexandra Palace?
Yeah.
It's a palace.
Yeah, I've never been to that. I've heard it's nice.
Yeah, a lot of people could have got in for free, we realised, on the Sunday.
Oh, was that easy?
Yeah, definitely. Because they were checking, like, your tickets. They were giving you your wristbands first before they were, like, doing your tickets. And the wristband, look, they're one of those sleazy wristbands. And some of them would get really light. You could just pull them off, say, oh, I lost my wristband. What, can I have a look at your ticket? Show them a ticket, they'll give you another wristband. You could do it. Like,
but, of course, we wouldn't promote any sort of radio show.
But that could have happened.
But it could happen, should you want it to.
Yeah. So I remember that one for next year.
What band particularly surprised you the most that you went to see?
Surprised me. I watched bands I knew and I liked. Yellow Card, really good. The Defiled. Defiled were very good.
Mm-hmm.
Neck Deep was... Neck Deep.
Neck Deep.
They were most surprised.
How do they think of these things?
They're like this new British pop punk band, and they really defined them. That was their moment.
Neck Deep in what? What are they inferring?
I don't know. Well, who knows? I have an idea too. But that show really defined them as, like, that was their moment.
They're on the way.
Like, their first band on the day at, like, 2 p.m. People just... flocked the third stage. It was the third, fourth stage.
Mm.
People just flocked it, knew all the words to all their songs, crowd surfing, stage diving. It was nuts. For that early in the day,
took
everyone by surprise.
If you began a career in music, you were, you know, the misfit teenage rapper.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
That's good.
You're headlining Reading.
Yeah.
What night do you want to headline? Choose.
Well, that's a shout.
Because basically, Sunday. What I'm getting at is that Sunday's meant to be the big one, right?
Yeah,
that is the
Sunday.
Headline. But everyone's knackered.
Yeah.
Everyone
it's
there,
true.
Unless they're either really young or hardcore or something, they're knackered.
Yeah.
Give me Saturday night.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Oh, I don't know. But Sunday is just something about Sunday. What do you think, Aidan?
The Sunday, it's the end of the festival, so you expect a blowout at the party sort
it's
of thing.
It's a bigger challenge as well, isn't it? If you're to headline a Sunday, you need...
Well, I've noticed over the last few years, like, when I've been to festivals, the top headline acts I've seen are generally on the Friday or the Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the Sunday bands always do manage to go out of a bang. Like, when we saw Limp Bizkit at Download last year, that was a great party to end the weekend with, I thought. It just depends on who you get there, really.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd like the challenge of doing it on the Sunday. I think it'd be good. I've seen it happen. Limp Bizkit did a really good job of it at Download.
It is a challenge. That's what it is. Because you've got to wake people
Biffy
up.
Biffy just killed it at Reading by the looks of things, didn't they?
Yeah.
I think that woke everyone up.
I was asleep.
This voice on a stage. You can't
go wrong, can
you?
Can't
go wrong. Sean's even amazed now. But just by looking at me.
I'm in awe.
Yeah. So me on a stage, it can go wrong.
Yeah.
It's headline Reading. People would sell out. Minutes.
Moving on.
Oh.
Sean and Aidan, you fans of the new Death Grips album? Or not really?
Yes.
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 Yeah.
I listen to it.
Yeah, I'm not massive fan, but...
No, it's would you agree it's the worst thing they've ever done? I think it's the worst thing they've ever done.
But I don't mean that in a bad way in any
way. It's still good, no, because even their worst thing is still really good.
Yeah.
So, like...
Well, when I listened to the album, the vibe I got from it was like, all right, we've come back from a night out, we're drinking, we're on a lot of drugs, let's record an album in 40 minutes.
Yes. And it sounds really... It's intense.
Yeah. For a 40-minute album, it is really fantastic. But as our Death Grips album, not my favourite at all.
It doesn't have the hooks. Like, they were always really loud and kind of heavy, but they always managed to fit hooks in there somewhere.
Well, this album's like a lot more abrasive than all the other albums, I'd say. It's like not as welcoming, probably be the word.
Welcoming. No.
But you can't describe any of it as welcoming.
No, true.
Really.
But if you were to like introduce Death Grips to someone, you definitely wouldn't give them this album.
No, and I don't think this will play as well live. Because the others still had them chant along choruses or them chant along bits, and this doesn't really have it.
Well, I can't vouch for that because I haven't seen them live, unlike you.
Yeah, they were brilliant.
Like, what's the album called?
Government Plate.
Just get a little background. And what are Death Grips, you know, just give them brief
Experimental hip-hop. It's really noisy, kind of abrasive, and a guy shouting over it's barely hip-hop on this album.
It's like garage hip-hop, this album.
Yeah, it's industrial noise with a angry homeless man shouting over it.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. So if that's appealing to you, this is your album.
Mm. I preferred No Love Deep Web. I think that one's my favourite.
Yeah,
I listened to Money Store Ex-Military as well.
Ex-Military.
I haven't listened to Ex-Military yet.
Oh, it's different. It's a lot more sampling.
It starts off with a Charles Manson monologue, I believe.
Yeah.
Cool. So, how long were they quite an old band then? It sounds like they've got a few albums.
No, they've only been around since 2010. Yeah, oh, but they're prolific. They make
throwing them out.
They made two albums like last year. I think.
They're really one they're this really year, workhorses. One the year before. They're always looking to put stuff out.
Fair enough. Sounds different. That's my impression.
It's different. Different. Yeah,
they're worth a listen, man.
Louis, did we talk about the Gabriel Aplin gig you went to?
No.
Because for weeks you were saying you were about to go.
I couldn't wait. I went. I was a little bit disappointed.
Oh.
A little bit. What did I think? She was great. She played all the songs I want. She performed them all really well. Her stage banter was how I thought it was. Just the way she did the set list wasn't great. She got it all wrong. She did, like, that Power of Love song in, like, the first four or five tracks.
What, the Huey Lewis cover, or was that her own song?
No, the cover.
Okay, yeah.
It was a big Christmas song from last year, and it just didn't fit. There was no pace to it, so I didn't get really excited. The momentum never built.
It quite packed out?
Or? Yeah, it was packed. No one really sang along. There was just no pace to it. It was just, like, she's a really lucky pub singer, isn't she?
Yeah,
that's kind of the 2 weeks ago you said she's great. The album is like fantastic.
3 weeks ago you said she's like the best female singer songwriter around.
She is.
Today you said she's a lucky pop singer.
I don't know. I had a bit of a realization, but she was good. I'm glad I saw her. I still stick to my guts. The album is one of the best albums of the year. We should do a top 10 album of the year soon. Maybe next week.
Yeah, yeah. The last show before Christmas.
Yeah, let's do a top 10. I was thinking about that on the way. But yeah, Gabrielle Album's really good, but not as good as I was hoping.
Fair enough. I wouldn't watch. Anyway, so we'll play a couple more songs, and, well, there's still lots to talk about. We'll try and get you a little bit more on the Ian Watkins thing, although it'll probably be a while now before anything else happens.
I think he's just pleaded guilty to everything.
Okay. This is called Far From Home by a really happy-sounding band called Five Finger Death Punch. That was the aforementioned Watsky with Strong as an Oak.
I didn't like it.
Wasn't very good, no.
Didn't like it.
I don't mind it.
You do.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
He's not trying to be Eminem. He's got the exact same flow.
If you took away the guitar and put an Eminem behind it, it would be.
But he's not angry. He's got quite a chilled out voice.
You could probably say that about any white rapper, though.
Eminem doesn't do chilled out much.
No, that's true. But you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
It's different.
So the battle of the Metal Festival 2014, Sonosphere versus Download, continues.
Here we go.
They both had some news this week. Let's start with Download.
Well, Download's the one.
Their announcements.
Download announced to headline second stage. They had The Offspring. Woo. Which I think that was my favourite announcement.
That'd be great, yeah.
And Status Quo.
Boo.
Really? Status Quo to headline second stage.
That will be awful.
That's only because we're young kids. I think.
My dad said Status Quo are the worst band he's ever seen.
They're one of the worst bands I've ever seen.
I want you and your dad to stand in front of me and tell me Pictures of Matchstick Men isn't a great song.
I've heard that song.
I'm sure he'll do that.
Does it sound like Rockin' All Over the World?
They all sound like Rockin' All Over the World.
I'm sure it does. But honestly, they sell out. They do all those forest gigs all over the country. So there'll be fouls.
Forest gigs.
They'll probably play what's the forest?
New Forest.
New Forest. They'll probably play there. Places like that. They do that all over the country. And they sell them out. So they'll have no problem. They'll sell a lot. They'll shift loads.
Last winter they did an arena tour and something.
Yeah, it's going to bring a lot of old men to down.
It's great.
That's the thing. They do have. They obviously have an audience to sell out all these places, but their audience is not down.
No, but it is. It's kind of.
It kind of is.
Who are they clashing with?
Linkin Park.
Perfect. Oh well, that splits the audience. Yeah,
and Aerosmith on the Sunday. It kind of, you know, and they have Steel Panther, which I love.
Yeah,
they're great live.
They'll be hilarious live, but I've seen it. Before, yeah, do you know what I mean?
But that was the second best set for me at 2012.
It was a fantastic set.
It's a sing along.
Was it because of all the breasts?
Yeah, partly.
It just makes you
feel like you're in the '80s, doesn't it?
It was fun.
It was more than fun. It was freaking awesome.
They're a joke band, right?
No,
yeah, they are.
Yeah, yeah, so pretty much. But they're really good at it. I laugh at the people who forget that.
Want to hear real music that's there for a reason, not some joke band with big hair. Go away.
Keep. I love that.
Well, like Morrissey.
Oh, who's he?
I love the people who are technically the butt of the joke because they forget that Steel Panther are a joke band.
Yeah.
and go on about them, how they're like, they're like a real band. I find that hilarious.
It's always funny when they trick people like that. Yeah.
Thing is, though, they have tunes. Like, they have massive, massive choruses.
Yeah.
Which are going to be awesome live. But I don't know. I'm not 100% sure.
But also, you've got to add Let Live playing, and they're the best live band in the world, in my opinion.
Yeah,
best band
I can't argue.
Best band I've ever seen at Download as well. And I've gone to Download every year since 2007. They're the best band I've ever seen there.
That's fair enough.
Trivium are playing in the in a fourth stage tent, in the little Red Bull tent. What? So the equivalent to Festival Republic.
That is going to be incredible. Yeah,
that's going to be insane.
And that was just... We've seen half a set list. Like.
Yeah, aren't they playing the Ascendancy stuff? Pretty much.
They're playing their 2005 set list, which, when I looked at it, it just looks like a standard Trivium encore.
Should have waited a year to do
that. Yeah,
But because they're doing the tour before, it'll be really cool to see them do like a semi-spectacle on tour Killswitch, and then this like kind of like punk show, if you will.
That'll be awesome.
Who is Alter Bridge?
They're like today's Bon Jovi.
They're the biggest
American dad rock.
Yeah, like the biggest alt rock band, one of the biggest alt rock bands around. They have like hard rock, like Nickelback.
Yeah, Nickelback, but a bit heavier.
So it's going to go better. Steel Panther.
No.
Then,
no. Oh, I have a theory about rubbish. Nickelback. Alter Bridge, I only have two good songs in my opinion. We're forgetting While She Sleeps and In Flames playing as well.
And the Black Dahlia Murder.
I think While She Sleeps will be the set of the undercard. I've got a feeling. Yeah.
Probably. It's main stage.
They're at that point in their career where they're just about to step up and become that kind of...
I saw them and I didn't get the hype. Like, I've seen that. I've seen people do metalcore loads of times.
They sound big live.
It's not proper metalcore.
I think they just sound really big live.
It's so scrappy as well. Yeah. It's so, raw and scrappy. Mm. It's not like your polished metalcore bands like Asking Alexandria.
Yeah.
They're like a scrappy punk band, kind of. And they've got that kind of... No, but...
It's a bit of that hardcore essence.
Yeah, they really have got that.
Yeah,
I mean, we saw them. We've seen them.
I've seen them. Yeah, that's why I'm saying I saw it. I don't get it, but
I love it. I think
fair enough.
They've got so many tunes as well.
I like to see In Flames again. I like a lot of their stuff.
I've never. Yeah,
I know they're not the best live, but I just like singing along to all those songs.
The problem with them is I haven't enjoyed their last three albums. I haven't. Enjoyed
oh really? Anything. Mirror's Truth was a great album.
Anything since Come Clarity has been awful.
Yeah, I'd say that.
The one with Mirror's Truth on it, was it called Mirror's Truth?
There was an album with the Mirror's Truth.
Yeah, that album was great. The 2008 album.
I didn't like that.
I thought it was really good. That's the one which got me into it.
Come Clarity is solid from start to finish, though.
Crossfade.
That just reinvented the band, though, that did. That was that good.
Can we talk about Offspring again? Because I think that's going to be...
Some people are just angry at Offspring being on, but they've got anthems. Yeah,
you're not going to go to an Offspring show expecting a spectacle or a really polished performance. No. You're just looking for some fun... pop punk, relive the old days. Like
it's a nostalgia trip. That's what it is.
And you've got to remember that on late in the day, you'll be quite drunk by then. Yeah, you'll be singing along.
It'll be fine.
All the people that are complaining will be singing along.
Like
I
we said, we get tired by the end of the festival. By the end of the day, Offspring's perfect.
I'd kind of say Offspring don't necessarily even need to be good. They just have to have the songs.
Exactly.
They just have to play the Offspring songs.
Everyone knows the choruses, even if you don't want to.
I think I still will succumb to Avenged Sevenfold, though.
No, I'm definitely seeing Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll be on my own
then. I might come see Offspring. I'm not sure.
I'm going to see Avenged though. I don't know.
Offspring also, the first band to play Download that had been demoted from a headliner status.
Yeah, 2008.
That was a massive backlash.
I watched him in 2008. I say I watched him. I was on the toilet like for the entire set. I didn't leave.
I was watching.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like, it's next to my tent.
Offspring headlined.
Yeah, they headlined 2008.
Man. Wasn't a great year.
When were they ever that big a deal?
They weren't meant to headline that year because they were going to have some different headliners, but they all pulled out, so they just bumped a load of people up. That's why Lost Prophets headlined too.
Those guys.
No, I wasn't watching Offspring. I was on the third stage watching Testament.
I saw Offspring. I thought Offspring were great, but I wasn't watching.
I'd watch Offspring.
My favourite song of theirs is Hit That.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyone else?
I like Self-Esteem.
That's a tune. That is a tune.
So yeah, there'll be a shout.
Self-Esteem or Why Don't You Get a Job, my favourite.
Should we talk about Sonosphere then? Because I know Leo's gasping too.
Well, there's nothing really to say about Sonosphere apart from they're going to announce
it. I have a theory about who might play.
Yep.
Who?
Nickelback.
No, what the hell? You're just
trying to put us off it.
No, I have a theory. I can't put you off it because they're going to announce the bands next week, most likely.
They're not a Sonosphere band.
Because they're on an arena tour at the moment, a sellout arena tour. It's the greatest hits tour. What's to say they're going to stop
not,
it?
It's not a sphere band. They're not.
If they people announce Nickelback, no, they're really, what, they'll go under again.
Look, someone's
it's going to happen.
I think it's
are appealing to that gap in the market to people who complain about Download not being metal enough. If they put Nickelback after not being there for 3 years,
but they had Jimmy at Six and Biffy Clyro there before.
Yeah, but they
weren't headlining. Biffy did, fair play. But yeah, but that was alongside Metallica and Slipknot.
Yeah, they might have Metallica and I think they got Sabbath as well. I'm saying it now.
I want Sabbath, Tool and Foo Fighters.
I think Nickelback are going to play. Like, the maths adds up a bit.
I don't think. Just saying, think they're not credible.
I think they're playing. I think they're headlining Download as well.
They can headline both. They can play both. I just think it's the wrong thing to do. If you're going to announce Nickelback as your comeback headliner,
I think that's what's going to happen. I think the Friday headliner will be a smaller one as well.
Yeah, I'm still safely holding out for my headliners for Sonosphere to be Tool, Black Sabbath, and the Foo Fighters.
Oh, God, that'd be perfect.
I will die. If that happens,
I'm sorry, Louis, but if that happens, I'm not going down.
I'm not fussed unless there's Frank Turner, Blink-182, and Rage Against the Machine.
Frank Turner could do Sonosphere easily.
Yeah, I think he might, actually, because I think these ran out of spots for Download.
Yeah, everything that they've announced.
And it's too close to the tour, I think.
Yeah. So as it stands now, knowing when we know, who's going Download and who's going Sonosphere?
No one knows who's playing Sonosphere yet.
Yeah,
could be a cluster.
I'm going to say Download, but I'm still incredibly iffy on it. It's like last year. There's a load of bands that I'd like to see, but no particular standouts.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's the same with me. Like, Fallout Boy isn't a good announcement.
Fallout Boy are probably the only standout. Yeah. I'm still iffy on them. I was going to mainly see them because I missed them in 2010.
I'm not too bothered about Aerosmith.
Fallout Boy, Aerosmith, and Let Live are the ones which stand out.
I think Linkin Park will still be the best set of the whole thing because they're playing.
I'm not even going to see that night. I don't like either of them.
Actually, if I was to get a day ticket, I'd definitely get a Saturday ticket for Linkin Park and Fallout Boy.
In fact, I might do that, actually.
I'll give you a shout if I do.
Yeah, all right.
Give you a tinkle.
We'll organise that.
Give you a tinkle.
A tinkle?
That's what you call one.
Yeah, you've said that before. No one else says that.
Isn't a tinkle like a wee?
Yeah, tinkle on the phone.
You want a wee on your phone?
Is that a Norwich thing?
It's a thing. I don't know.
It's a Norwich thing.
It might be a Norwich thing. Yeah.
Well, blatantly is.
That was kind of in the metal section as well, right? Yeah, is there anything else you want to mention in the metal section?
Anything else happened in metal this week?
Nothing's happened lately, has it?
Just apart from that story about Lemmy coming to terms with his health, I guess.
Oh, that was sad.
That was a few weeks ago. That
yeah, really I think sad. We've spoke about that before.
Some idiot came up to me on Facebook last night saying, like, oh, I know what's going on for Sinosphere. Motorhead would definitely play.
Probably not.
No,
well,
no.
Well, that's just an easy pick.
Exactly, yeah.
I think Sabbath are a massive shout, though.
Definitely.
Because they're doing shows.
That would be incredible.
But we've seen them.
Yeah, but I want to see them again. And again, and again, and again, until I die.
We see them again, and the new album they brought out was good. I'd like to see a couple of those tracks live. And my dad's seeing them near my birthday without me, so I want to make up for that fact.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Have fun.
Let's play some songs.
Yeah.
We're going to start doing some of the choices now. This is our second Outkast tune of the show, but I don't care because they're awesome. So we're going to start with Leo's choice, which is B.O.B. by Outkast, and then Aiden's choice, which is Fine Shrine by Purity Ring, which sounded quite nice. I liked it. And we'll be back with more fun and friendship. Bye. It's Fine Shrine by Purity Ring. I like that song.
What's up?
Very pleasant band.
It was chilled out. It was good. So we posted it, this morning or last night, Rogan and Thingamajig taking the mickey out of Kanye West's video.
I've watched it.
It looks so funny. I haven't actually watched it either.
It's shot for shot, so it's exactly like the other video, but instead of Kim Kardashian, it's Seth Rogan shirtless and hairy on top of the motorbike, and James Franco dressed up as Kanye, doing all like the gangster hand signs and just looking like an idiot.
I bet Kanye West absolutely hates it.
Oh, he's probably prepared like an essay of like caps lock annoyance.
Tweets.
Have you seen the Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball one with Nick Grimshaw?
Greg James.
Yeah, but that's
Greg
not James, as funny.
No, that is funny. Though.
It's not as funny.
Miley likes that one as well, I heard.
There's something about that that publicly taking the mickey out of Kanye West. You've got to be brave.
Yeah.
But I watched This Is The End. Is that what it's called, This Weekend?
Oh,
with Franco
the movie
and
that came out last year.
Yeah.
Is that good? I haven't seen it yet.
My housemates really liked it, but it's a bit like, nah, you're just being silly.
Yeah.
It's just like, they just took it really extreme, and there was like a 100-foot devil at the end and stuff. It was just like, what is going on? But they're funny guys. James Franco's funny. Has there been any updates on Ian Watkins we should mention, or...?
Just like some absolutely disgusting stuff. But I don't know. I don't think we should even say it on,
yeah,
on air.
Yeah, I think he's pleaded guilty to everything.
Yeah,
you can,
he
see,
has.
You can see it on our website. We're updating it like, all the time.
Yeah, read about it on our website.
They're going to be sentenced on Wednesday, December the 18th, my birthday.
Put it in your calendar. Put it in your calendar, everyone. Aiden's birthday.
Yeah!
Ian Watkins' baby weight sentence.
It's going to be a depressing day for everyone.
Man,
why
you
am
just...
I laughing?
What are you doing?
It's just like shocking. We're all just a bit like, what?
Yeah.
What?
I kind of like run out of things to say about him now because I'm just like,
let's talk about something else.
So Eminem did an interview, like Radio 1. I've got a little, well, I'll say like a series. This will be the third one. Big, big hour long interviews with Zane Lowe. It was Jay-Z. Big. Then it was Kanye. And then, yeah, last week it was Eminem, but no one's talking about it. Everyone was so excited about the Kanye one because he was such a fool and like, said
is
such
weird
things.
Is the Eminem one actually good?
No.
Well, that's why no one's talking
obviously
about
I'm
it.
A big fan, but he doesn't say anything interesting, really.
It's not that interesting. I don't think I've ever watched an interesting interview of him.
He's a middle-aged dad. Like,
yeah. It's not interesting, is he?
We know everything about him.
Yeah. Well, we think.
Did you not think, though, Ellis, like, watching the interview, he did look very... weirdly wide-eyed and a bit.
Yeah. He always does.
He puts it
always
on.
Does.
I reckon
he had like a shine.
He puts it on.
Yeah, he had makeup on as well. Clearly,
gimmick, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you insinuating?
That Eminem wears makeup?
No. I don't know if you was getting at something else because he kind of looks a little bit frantic.
Yeah. I think he puts it on a bit. Yeah, I'd agree. But I've never watched anything interesting. He ruined the Jonathan Ross show. I think he screwed them over.
That was weird. I was really excited because Jonathan Ross announced it the week before.
Yeah, right.
I assumed there'd be an interview and a live performance. Yeah. At least there was no interview, and the performance was definitely pre-recorded.
You could tell, like,
and it was weird.
It's rubbish.
Why couldn't you just turn up?
Didn't
and do
even
a
like the song. Didn't like the song.
I don't reckon he cares anymore.
He doesn't need to, does he?
No. I suppose he doesn't. But
it's probably like the tapering end of his career right now.
Yeah. And even when he does something that's just annoying, like pre-recording a live performance, people still talk about it. He can just do anything, and someone will talk about it.
Always get good ratings, really.
Yeah, big name. Yeah. Big album. I'm still listening to it. I still like it.
Oh,
I don't care.
I'm
sure.
Slowly, very slowly warming to it.
I haven't even listened to it once.
I'm still in the camp where I still don't like it, but...
I'm very disappointed.
Our housemate, Ash, just plays it constantly because he's an Eminem worshipper.
He'll literally like anything he does, I reckon,
I'm not even going to bother listening. I'm not even going to bother listening to it.
No, don't. It's not good. Listen to the original Marshall Mathers LP.
Yeah, just
listen to that twice instead.
Exactly.
Yeah, backwards.
That's fair enough, to be honest. So we're carrying on with people's choices. First is mine, then is Sean's. So I can't really tell you anything about mine. I just like it. And then...
who is it?
Granddaddy?
No.
Then Sean's is Social Fools by Devo, which sounded really weird, Sean.
Oh, Devo are fantastic.
It's a post-punk new wave band from the 70s who believe society is regressing.
Oh.
Is this on the album that...
No one will like it, but...
I thought you said El Devo for a minute. I was like, what's going on, Sean? Yeah.
Sean, was this on the one of the albums that Brian Eno produced?
It is Eno produced, but it was just a single.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah, it was around the time of Are We Not Men?
Yeah.
I want to hear this granddaddy.
So, Sean, the choice before this was Usher, right?
Yeah.
And now it's Devo? What?
I don't know.
You have a strange mind.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I get distracted quite easily.
So, yeah, enjoy, and we'll be back with, someone else. That was weird.
That wasn't the version I wanted, by the way.
Ellis.
I liked it.
There's a better version of that. Yeah, it's just too weird for the radio.
I think the original is as well.
No, I
thought it was alright, if I'm honest.
Devo are awesome.
Yeah, Devo, brilliant band.
El Devo.
No.
X Factor again.
They're not X Factor.
What were they?
They're like the big opera type singers, aren't they?
From X Factor.
They were on
G4.
That was G4.
Yeah.
What am I thinking of?
Il
Devo were on one of the shows.
Well, no, they weren't.
Yeah, they were on the Pop Stars, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's
they're
what
like
I'm thinking
an opera
of.
Type, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean they didn't come up with reality TV.
Aiden, are you sure you're not thinking of G4?
Yeah, I think you're thinking of G4.
Google Il Devo reality TV. Just to settle the argument, because I might be wrong.
They might be like an antennaized reality show. But competition.
Yeah, oh, sorry, opera. No, just created by Simon opera. Cowell. My mistake.
Told you. God's sake.
Sorry, I should know better than to question Louis on X Factor.
Yes.
He knows his stuff, Aiden. You know not to go there.
You know, Mastermind, come at me. Come at me, Mastermind.
We're going to do a little TV section. Ooh, which we've done before, actually. We like TV here.
Yeah.
Basically, a couple of things have happened in the world. Well, Dix was ages ago, actually, wasn't it? The finale of that, but we've kind of only just caught up, right? Dexter, the finale.
I've only just watched the finale. I'm incredibly disappointed. I don't want to give too much away because I know a couple of the first years are only on like the fourth and fifth season, but I'd avoid season eight at all costs.
So it's going to be hard to talk about if we can't give anything away, but basically, I don't see what else they could have done.
I'm going to have to give stuff away if I'm going to talk about it, actually.
Spoiler alert, I just turned it down for like 2 minutes.
Yeah. considering like what happens to him at the end, it's really bad because like he escapes his life to protect himself from his family, and then he leaves his son with a killer.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense at all. What would have been nice is like that, you know, that last shot where he's staring the camera down. I was fully expecting and hoping a new bloodslide.
Ooh.
I thought that would have been a great way to end the series instead of him just chopping down trees.
You're giving so many spoilers away, aren't you?
Yeah, but we gave a little alert. We was like,
I wasn't listening. I was.
If he died at the end, would that have been better?
It wouldn't have been a great ending, but it would have been a better ending.
So you really don't like this ending?
I'd never watched it before, but I imagine as a fan of Dexter, that was a pretty good ending until he turned into a lumberjack.
It was, because a lot of people slated season 8 because there wasn't as much killing in it, but...
Not enough killing.
I know. Well, like, in the first four seasons, someone dies every episode.
Oh.
They're not main characters,
well, that's not good for psychology and, like, progression in a series.
Oh, no, it does actually work, because, like, all the people he kills only appear for, like, one episode. One overarching villain or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
Yeah, that was a great show. At its peak, I can't remember what seasons
season
that
four.
Were.
Season
4. Who was the big
Trinity
guy in
Killer.
That? Yeah, that was great.
That was the best season.
That was so good. So, like, I was captured. Motivated.
Cool.
Not motivated.
But yeah, I might have to go back and watch some episodes. Cause I like
it's definitely
season,
worth it.
The final ever show.
The first
I'll
two seasons.
Go back and watch the rest of the episodes.
Definitely, the first two seasons are worth it for his standoff with Sergeant Doakes the whole season.
Oh, that's great.
Do you think they'll ever come back with any more one-offs?
No, maybe. But Marvel have already announced they're doing a new series of Dexter comics called Dexter Down Under.
Down Under, oh God.
I know, but it is Marvel, so they'll probably ruin it.
Cool.
And elsewhere, Family Guy, which
Family
I like.
Guy.
I'm not like that clued up on it, but
I watched it today. I think a bit of it. I know Leo watched the episode. It was quite sad.
Have you seen the episode?
Yeah, I saw the episode.
Oh, I saw the ending or the bit where he died.
It's. I think they've ruined themselves.
Yeah,
I really do.
Bad.
I don't think they have.
It's like Fox TV. Big dogs saying they need to boost them ratings or something.
I mean,
edgy. It's not edgy, but a change. It's just
exactly
it
like that Simpsons episode with Itchy and Scratchy and Poochie. Dog with attitude.
Yeah, totally.
I haven't seen the new dog yet, but no one likes him. But the thing is, as well, like I think it's just a massive publicity twist because if you look at the episode titles for the rest of the series. Brian's name appears in two of them, and apparently in that episode he said, "I time traveled forward to Christmas to get you Christmas toys." So he's going to come back, I think.
I think the story is Stewie needs to rebuild his time machine.
Yeah, it's something to do with time
something
travel.
Something like that. I imagine they'll be back because I don't think this is going
to
go for down.
I think Seth MacFarlane literally did this to parody the fact that people need to put new characters in to spice up the show.
Yeah,
he's going to
cause
a lot of negative controversy. People will be talking about Family Guy, and then Brian will come back, the other dog will die, and everyone's happy again.
Yeah, I imagine so. I'd like something like that to happen. But isn't someone dying in Simpsons?
I've heard about
I
that.
I heard that one. And aren't they doing a Simpsons Family Guy crossover? All sorts of happening.
Who's going to die in The Simpsons?
I think it'll be.
Grandpa?
They said the only clue that they've given. Is whoever voices this particular character has won an Emmy for it.
So almost all of them.
Yeah, like all the main ones. Like Dan Castellaneta, who voices Grandpa, he has won an Emmy for portraying Homer Simpson. It could be Grandpa. It could be Ned as well because you know
Lenny. Not Lenny. They wouldn't kill off Lenny.
Not Lenny. You got to think Ned might be a good shout. As much as I love him as a character, he's had two wives that are now died.
Yeah,
who's the
curse
second
of
one?
Ned or something.
Edna Krabappel, because the voice actor died, so they retired her character.
No, yeah, I know she died. No, I knew the voiceover died. I didn't know if they I didn't know they killed off her.
Well, they can't put her in TV anymore.
Are they not doing like a goodbye thing with
they
her?
Might do
she
a goodbye
travels
thing.
Off to
I didn't even know they were married. I haven't seen a recent one. so long.
It was like the end of last season of The Simpsons. Mm. They like hooked up and then they did a vote between seasons of whether they should get together or not. And in the first episode of the new seasons, they announced that they got married.
Oh.
It's a weird one. I don't know. Grandpa's probably the safest bet because they said... Yeah. It's not going to be a major, major character, but somebody turns up quite a bit. So the only ones I can think of are like Grandpa, maybe Smithers, Krusty. Mr. Burns. Krusty's a good shout, yes.
Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns, I don't
just
know.
Just naming a character.
I think Mr. Burns is like, I think Mr. Burns is playing a sort of character where he's so old he won't die.
Who's Bart's enemy again?
Sideshow Bob.
Maybe finally Bart gets the best.
Oh no, he's kind of supposed to have died a few times already. Yeah, that's the problem.
That's a gimmick, though.
True.
When's it going to stop? Should it stop now?
No, I like the new episode of Simpsons. In all honesty.
The really new seasons are fantastic.
Very good. It's taken a bit from Family Guy.
Yeah, a lot of it is taken from Family Guy. They've been doing that for about 9 years, trying to interlude musical interludes that don't need to be there.
Yeah, and all sorts of like,
how old is
stuff.
Groening now? Is it still him doing it, I assume?
Yeah,
he's still at the helm of it. The writers obviously are different from the writers they had during the golden years.
He must be on a good wage.
Oh, he's set for life.
Yeah,
I wonder how old he is, though. Like, when is it going to stop?
I reckon. Leo, look it up. How old's Matt Groening?
Because it's been so
Matt Moaning.
I don't think he'll retire. I reckon he'll just keep going.
It was an early episode.
What an easy job.
Actually, he probably doesn't do a whole lot anymore, does he?
No.
He looks like a Simpson.
Futurama just got...
He looks like a Simpson. He's got that old...
Futurama just got 59. Well, the thing is, Futurama just got retired as well, so he doesn't have more time.
I need to watch that last episode.
But
yeah, same.
If you watch a really old episode of The Simpsons, I can't remember the name of the episode or what happened in it. There was an episode where Bart and Homer were watching The Cosby Show, and it was talking about the fact that Bill Cosby was never going to retire. And they were talking about it, saying, like, why doesn't Bill Cosby retire? And I can't remember what Homer said. And then Bart sort of did like a break the fourth wall thing where he said, man, if I was that popular on the TV show, I'd run that show into the ground. And they're going to do that with The Simpsons.
Fair enough.
Have anyone seen a news story? Well, it's not even a news story because it's just been a rumour forever. That comedian, Andy Kaufman.
Oh, yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah, that's been a rumour forever.
I don't think... Like, it's been a rumour since he died.
Yeah, I've always kind of semi-believed it. It's
been years now, though. Yeah. He could have died of...
If you watch a documentary about him, not the film, he wanted to fake his own death.
The nature of Andy Kaufman's career meant that people won't be surprised if he did fake his own death. He was all about... absolutely confusing people and screwing with people's heads,
the people closest to him, which is really weird.
He's left it a bit long now, though, hasn't he?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Well, if you wanted to get away from fame, like you would,
yeah,
you wouldn't go back into it.
I mean, like, I listened to a podcast with his manager. I can't remember
his
manager's
name. Is that Joe Rogan?
No, it was the WTF podcast with Mark Maron.
I'm gonna link that.
Yeah, which was with his manager, and his manager said Bob Zamuda was his manager's name. He said that he wouldn't be surprised. He wouldn't be shocked. No, he'd be shocked, but he wouldn't be surprised if Andy Kaufman walked in this room right now, like whilst he was doing the podcast.
That's kind of like everyone's take on the situation, though, I think.
Yeah. Which is mental. I hope he's alive. Mm. He's a great comedian.
Yeah, I haven't seen the film.
He's so weird. Yeah. He's got the weirdest sense of humour.
Are we pushing for a Jerry Lawler rematch at WrestleMania?
Did you notice in the commentary now they kept mentioning it?
They kept mentioning it. And then the JBL and Cole show that we watched, he did that message to Andy Kaufman saying, I'd like a rematch before I have another heart attack.
And it was like, Jerry said, do you want to see Andy Kaufman? He was like, and JBL was like, he's like, here's a torch and here's a flashlight and a shovel.
That was the last line from Man on the Moon as well.
I haven't seen it. Is that the film?
That's the film with Jim Carrey playing.
I haven't seen the film yet.
You need to. Jerry Lawler's actually in it as himself.
Oh, cool. I'm going to watch that tonight, maybe.
Definitely.
I do like Andy Kaufman. I think he's very clever.
Leo, I think we should watch that tonight.
Man on the Moon?
Yeah, I'd love to. I love that movie.
Can we also watch one of his stand up shows? Because it will freak you out.
All the listeners invited round Aiden's house to watch it with us.
I hope you like Illegal Things.
Wait, what?
All right.
I said that really God sinisterly, sake. Sorry.
that was our TV section. Couple more songs. This is Less Than Jake because... Why did I pick them?
They got a new album out.
There's a review on our website.
Yeah, it's really good. So what's the website?
www.audio-addict.co.uk.
Cool, where else can you find us?
Facebook, Twitter.
And if you want to listen to this radio show again...
Get it on iTunes.
Get it on iTunes. Ooh. We're going up in the world,
Pretty
lads.
Big deal. And then Cerebral Ballsy, which is such a funny
name. We're going to see him tonight.
Because
we're doing a preview of the show tonight.
Is it The Hobbit? No, where is it?
Join us.
It's the Enemy Radar Tour.
They're in Enemy a lot. They're not an Enemy band. Yeah.
Not really an Enemy, but they cover them.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Pretty cool.
Actually, while we're here, I do want to say as well, I'm really looking forward to Baby Godzilla this week.
Oh, that's going to be incredible.
I'm not getting drunk for it, I don't think.
Nah, let's just watch it.
It's a free gig. I'm gonna turn up, watch, and probably not even buy a beer, depending on how much money I've got.
That'll be a good one. So yeah, we're watching lots of punk bands this weekend. Yeah. So you're welcome to come.
Yeah, you should come out.
It is my thing, isn't it?
I hope you like sweat.
I sweat when I make pizza. And that's what I'll be doing.
I had a pizza last night. It was a bit too cheesy.
Domino's.
Nah.
Well, what do you expect?
It was an Asda one.
Come to where pros are at.
You're Shirley, aren't you? Shirley, look out.
I think if you buy an Asda pizza, you have no right to complain about it.
Yeah, true.
Well, you pay a bit more money in Asda, they could be decent.
I've got one of the okay ones.
We probably shouldn't talk about this. I don't think anyone cares.
Yeah, I don't even like pizza.
That was angry, wasn't it?
What a tune.
Are you guys seeing them tonight?
Incredible band.
Yeah, tonight, join us. Like 10, I think.
Are they the headline?
Yeah.
Who else is it?
The support band are really good.
The Amazing Snakes. Or the Amazing Snake Heads.
I don't like
Snakeheads. Snakeheads.
Yeah.
They're good. It's like an angry Glaswegian guy shouting over like Stooges riffs. It's like, yeah.
Great bunch of punks. Cool. All the anarchy.
Yeah. But you got anything else coming up this week, next week? Oh, we sort of talked about Baby Godzilla.
Baby Godzilla will be fantastic.
Papa Roach are playing one night.
Where's that?
Portsmouth. Pyramids.
Oh, do any of you watch Surprise Surprise?
What is it? No.
I know what it is.
Because my granddad's on it on Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah.
What channel
is it? Gets to meet Rod Stewart. That's the whole thing.
So they're surprising
you've
been
there, done that.
Yeah, yeah.
What channel is
he
it?
Like a hero?
Yeah. He did a lot of charity work.
Oh, okay.
And he gets to meet Rod Stewart. It's really cool. It's on Saturday at 7 o'clock. I got to meet Holly Willoughby. It's ITV, 7 o'clock to 8.
Maybe we don't have ITV.
Let's have a party and watch my granddad.
A surprise party.
Watch my granddad.
I would love to meet Holly Willoughby.
I saw her walking past backstage because I was in the green room with all the other families who had like heartbreaking stories and stuff. And do you know the guy who did Walking in the Air?
Yeah.
He was there.
Alan Jones?
Yeah. He was there, but I totally missed him. I haven't been allowed to talk about this till now.
Mm. I bet this feels good.
Yeah. I'll tell you, when I got to go see Rod Stewart at the O2 Arena backstage.
Good show?
Yeah, it was quite good, actually. I got to meet Rod and the family, didn't I?
Yeah.
And I met someone who was an I'm a Celeb a few years ago. What's her name? Irish lady. Bit weird. Keris Matthews.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah,
she's a singer.
What?
She's in a band called Catatonia.
She hosts the one
not,
show.
Not the metal band Catatonia, the pop band Catatonia.
So that's on Surprise Surprise.
What was Rod like?
He's a lovely guy.
Is he?
It's about my height. He made me hold his glass of wine. I was like, cheers, mate. He's like, just hold this one,
You should have plugged a magazine.
Yeah, I should have gotten to do a little quick interview.
Could we do a cover feature with Rod Stewart?
back page at best. But that was my week. I can talk about it now.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
So yeah, watch Surprise Surprise 7 to 8. Get to see my granddad. I'm a little sister. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Louis sister.
13. My mum.
And your mum.
Hello, Louis's mum.
And granddad. Well done for being nice and good.
Hello, everyone's families.
Watch that. But this time next week, we can talk.
Hi, Mum. Hi, Dad. You'll go be listening back on the podcast. I look forward to seeing you when you take me to the Man City game next week.
Hi, Mum. I look forward to moving back in May.
What Man City game are you going to?
Southampton at St Mary's.
When's that?
Next Saturday, I think.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That'd be very really cold. Close.
You get a ticket?
I've got a ticket. My dad's
expensive.
I don't know, but my dad's paying for it, so I'm...
That's right.
Cheers, Dad.
It's a nice stadium, apart from big old screens that just advertise stuff. Really annoying.
Well, I was going to go to the game in February, but then
and
I was just in hospital.
It's going
to
be cold.
It will be cold.
I saw a game like this time last year, the Norwich Southampton game. Yeah. God, it was
don't
cold.
Worry, I've got my City scarf from 2007.
That, they're doing so good, and you're so useless away from home. That's going to be good.
I'm worried we're going to get annihilated.
I hope so.
You don't have like that really sad train home or anything. You're going to just walk to
I never thought I'd go see Man City play Southampton in a position where they're higher than us in the table.
They're unbelievable. I don't know
we're
what's
doing
going
terribly.
On
though. We lost to Newcastle. That's who Martin supports. Right?
They're on a little roll though. Newcastle, they're doing quite well.
Yeah, after the debacle they had at the start of the season.
A bit gutted about. I think they beat him last year. I'm not sure.
So I love how Liam was sort of just sitting there, staying away from all the sport conversation.
I'm monitoring this Ian Watkins story. It's going ridiculous.
No, what, has anything else happened?
I've had five shares. yeah, what else? We watched wrestling at the weekend.
Did you now?
Wasn't that good.
It was
the
awful.
First match was good.
Did they like wrestle and stuff?
Yeah, they did wrestle.
Drop kicks and body slams. I only watched one match and I went to bed.
Did you watch the rest of them at a later time?
I watched the second, the Divas match and the Biggie Langston match.
They did the Divas match again last night.
What, like, as an elimination match?
Yeah, a rematch.
Oh, cool. Maybe they got it wrong on the show.
I don't know. The same team won.
Cool. I'm good.
At what point will you be bored of wrestling?
Never.
I know it sounds bad to say that, but I probably won't because
it's just.
Unlike other sports, with wrestling, other sports have off-seasons. They have this on literally every single week.
Of the year.
It's hard to pull out of it and not feel like... There's always one thing happening you that you want to stay
out,
for.
You can pull out of it and get back in.
It's not a sport, though, technically.
No, not really, though. It's theatre.
It's a
novelty. It's like a TV show. It's just like watching a soap.
Yeah. I enjoy it. It hurts.
It hurts?
Yeah, it hurts.
What, Louis, to wrestle?
Yeah. Louis is a wrestler.
Yeah, we should mention that, probably.
Yeah,
that's right. Any wrestling shows coming up?
January something. Let me check my calendar.
I want to see you do a proper show and not just job in Portsmouth.
It's a really good show in Portsmouth.
There was one at Provwell. It's not Provenance anymore. Why was there a wrestling show?
I don't know. They're D'Lo Brown there.
That was bizarre.
That got cancelled.
That got cancelled.
Yeah, because the promoter wasn't very good. But I'm wrestling in Portsmouth at...
Wrestling slander.
At a community centre, obviously. on January the 25th.
I'll come to that.
Buckland Community Centre. I'm in a Royal Rumble, I think.
Will you get told, like, before you go whether you're going to win or not?
Yeah,
they get told.
Weird. It's bizarre.
What's going on? I'm now banned. I'm now blacklisted from the wrestling world.
Oh, right.
But yeah, it's all.
What do you do if you've got a phone call later on? Like, Louis, mate, we can't let you on now.
I'll be all right. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
I'll move on.
Then they'll suplex all of us.
Yeah.
And that'll probably conclude this show.
Yeah,
it's been dominated by Ian Watkins. That's all I'm thinking about.
Yeah,
it's just,
by Ian.
They're about to release an audio recording of the police statements about the guilty pleas.
Oh, they're going to be so eerie and creepy and horrible.
I'm interested to hear his statement.
Yeah, I don't know how he's going to react to this in the aftermath. I think it'd be best for him if he says nothing, because he had the option to say nothing.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. It'd be interesting.
It's crazy.
He can't get his way out of this one. Well, he isn't. He's a bit gooty. We'll see.
So, yeah, thanks for listening, if you are. If you weren't, then you wouldn't hear me say that.
Nice funny little that. Return show after a week off.
Yeah, it was good. We'll be back next week, when probably Ian Watkins' future will be a bit more clear.
I think next week we should start playing alternative Christmas songs.
Yeah, definitely. Let's do some Wednesday 13. Baby.
Will it be time, then?
We need to do our albums of the year.
Yeah, let's sort that out.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah, let's do that for next week, because nothing else is
coming
out
this year. No, the week after. We've got to do that.
Week after?
We've got to do the last show before Christmas.
Last show before Christmas. Yeah, we'll do albums of the year.
Albums of the year. Yeah.
And maybe let's do a few alternative Christmas songs from next week.
Yeah, I can bring a few. Yeah. Frank Turner doing Last Christmas. I love that song.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I got that on MP3.
Excellent.
There you go. So thanks very much. We'll be back next week. And we'll finish with Springsteen, because his new album's out. Born in the USA. Bye.